Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and we are broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. You are listening to Noise Complaint, CITR's live in-studio show, and today we have very special guests, Lilex and the Apocalypse. Take it away.
Took a long time till I found it was like a well way underground. Fear of feeling like all I need. Fear of
so shy.
Pebbles eroded with time. the best waste of time. From a dream, there was something about that scene. Light hit you so tenderly. Someone that I'd never really seen. Something gentle, ooh, something sweet. Right beside you, will we ever meet? I had a nice day by your side.
Absorbing your light brain.
bothers me about the way you love so easily. You got me thinking I might complicate the simple things. My love is messy, full of truth and earth and soul of trash. My love is messy, full of truth and earth and soul of trash. Can you love me underneath my fears of letting go? Take my messy water, me so that my love can grow. My love is sacred, full of truth.
You are listening to Noise Complaint on CITR 101.9 FM, and you just heard Lilix and the Apocalypse play a super awesome live set in the CITR Lounge. Stay tuned after these ads and PSAs for a super exclusive interview.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back, June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Campbell Bay Music Fest is a small music festival held in a beautiful waterfront setting on Skithek, or Main Island, in British Columbia's Gulf Islands. We present emerging artists in a diverse array of genres and have a simple mission: bring musicians and music lovers together for a really, really good time. We feature multiple genres with a focus on progressive music and music rooted in folk traditions, and we always aim to have something you've never heard before. Campbell Bay Music Fest runs June 21st to 23rd, and the artist lineup includes Madeline Roger, Medusa, Pony Girl, Rozier, Talal McBriar, Ila Bamba, and many, many more. Tickets are on sale now at www.campbellbaymusicfest.com. That's CAMPBELL, campbellbaymusicfest.com.
Welcome. أنا نسيف كوكين.
دو تانسي. إيتشوال. إيسويال.
أهلا وسهلا.
أما سكاي.
Bienvenido.
Una تي.
جاك تونال. تاي تاي تان.
You are invited to volunteer for Swissessism Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself.
Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm, or visit the Swissessism Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
Turn your radio to the CITR 101.9 FM on a Tuesday, specifically at 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. for saxophone Hello Primiti or saxophone La Nuit. Hosted by moi, accompanied with the improvisationalists, saxophonists, composers, and musicians of our great era since the 70s. Featuring artists such as Anthony Braxton, Albert Ailey, Solange, Ghostface Killah, Warren Coleman, Sonny Ryan, Sasha That's 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. on a Tuesday to listen. and a saxophone a la Primini or saxophone.
Small disclaimer, if you're wondering why Isaiah from Lilix and the Apocalypse sounds like he is a god speaking from the heavens, that is because there were effects on his mic that I forgot to turn off. So that explains that. Enjoy the interview. You're listening to Noise Complaint, and we have Lilix and the Apocalypse in the studio. You just heard a really good set, them playing in the lounge. I've been wanting to have you guys play something CITR related for a while, but I feel like our paths have kept missing. But now they've crossed. How did you feel about your set? Actually, introduce yourselves. Who are you guys?
True dat. Hi, I'm Lexi. I use she, they pronouns, and I do vocals and songwriting and a little bit of guitar and bass.
And I'm Isaiah, he here, and I play the bass and the guitar and the drum and the vocals.
Hello, I'm Pasang, and I play a little bit of the drums, and I play some bass and some background vocals and keys sometimes when we're feeling that way. Yeah.
Basically, you guys all do everything, is what it sounds like. How did you arrive at that formation? Or was it just like a natural, like, I kind of can't choose what I want to play right now, so why don't we just take turns?
It was like every song had a different start.
Yeah.
Like, songwriting start, so I think.
That's it, yeah. Like, I usually will come with like a idea for a song and some lyrics and maybe some production. And then I guess like that kind of, I bring it to one of these two. So to Isaiah or Pasang. But I've been working with Pasang since I was 14 on music. So like oftentimes, yeah, I'll show him a track and he'd be like, I could do something on this. And then it like morphs from there into a Lilix song. But same with Isaiah, like that happened later on in life, like maybe in the last like 5 years, like I'd just be like, hey, you want to work on this? And then he would bring his own ideas. And so, yeah, I guess like whatever instrument Pasang or Isaiah would pick up after hearing a demo, they would choose that instrument. So that's why it's such a mess, because we're like, it's basically just like random, and also like whatever they're vibing with, most recently Pasang's been on bass a lot more, and then Isaiah's been on guitar a lot, and also keys, and I've been doing keys and bass, or sorry, guitar drums. And bass and drums.
Yeah, when's I didn't see you on the drums today. Oh, so I'm looking forward to it.
We did do that once. We did that before we did the prototype cover. Yeah.
Guitar. Outcast? Okay.
I love that song. Yeah, that's a really good song.
I did drums.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. Oh, are you guys all from Vancouver? I feel like I've been seeing you play in you as an Isaiah for those who are listening, which is everyone. I've seen you in a bunch of bands over the last few years, and Wack played Shindig last year, I believe.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
So you're like basically a super like a Vancouver super group in my brain. How did you all find each other?
I guess we kind of answered in the previous question. Wait, sorry. Oh, we're from North Van.
Yeah.
Right. I'm from Vancouver too. I'm from East Van.
East Van. Commercial North Van.
Yeah, we grew up in the same low-income housing in North Van. We didn't go to the same school, but like I think from age 5 we were, or age 6 we were in the same housing. And Lexi broke my arm one time.
Yeah.
How?
Or she kicked a soccer ball at my already broken arm and
broke it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun.
And I thought your mom would hate me forever, but, you know, we're good now. Yeah, no bad blood, no beef.
She turned a new page.
And then Isaiah, I met, like, well, me and I'd go to shows in East Van when we were, like, 19, 20. So a while ago. Shway would play, as well as, like, Winona Forever. And we would go, because we were from North End, we would go to see Highland Highway, which still plays. And our friend's sibling is, like, one of the main dudes. So we'd go and see them. And then, you know, we met Isaiah through there. And I was like, oh, shit, like, black people in the East Van music scene, and it was just like our heart, like all of us were just like, yay, so connection. Nice to see you, big hearts, big hearts. I'm realizing you can't see me, but I'm doing a heart with my hands. Yeah,
beautiful. Touching on that, I feel like that's something I've noticed in the Vancouver music scene in general. Like, I feel like there's been a greater effort to create like space and community for like artists of color, but specifically black artists, like with Couch Jams and CITR did Cozy Corner, the series that Nolan was talking about earlier, was all black artists doing like small sets in the station. Do you guys feel a change over the years, or is it still a little bleak feeling in your eyes?
I feel like it's bleak.
You can be honest. Vancouver is a crazy city in my brain.
But there has been like a, I guess in like the last like 4 years, I feel like more black people in Vancouver, more people coming in from like, I guess moving here, or people that grew up that weren't in the music scene but are now like in the music scene that grew up here or whatever. I don't know. It's weird though. It's like there's still like, it's bleak.
We're always like looking for community, it feels like. Like even like there's so many niches of like black and brown folks like doing different shit in the music scene, and like I don't think we'll ever the reason I pointed and you can't see me, but I pointed at Isaiah is because we're always talking about like when is our scene gonna, like, not that we even would share a scene, like our music is like different as well, but like, yeah, looking for like a space that we could have or a scene. I don't know if that's gonna ever happen for us. Like, we'll be able to like share scenes with other people, but
I'm thinking like in 100 years.
Damn.
There will be like, it's too young. Like, there hasn't been history, like all the history of black folk here has been, was, you know, they blew it up with the gout, like the gout propaganda, built the viaducts and killed the black community. And now we're just trying to like build it back, and I feel like it just hasn't been long enough. So,
yeah.
But I can see it like growing, because it's just like we just haven't created our own culture or our own identity really as black folk on the West Coast in Vancouver, because there's so little of us, but it's still like, yeah, it'll happen.
Mm-hmm. Like even UBC, like we didn't have a BSU until, or Black Student Union until like 4 years ago, which is kind of crazy for a university like in North America. I feel like we're like the last one,
probably.
But yeah, just something to think about. I'm gonna look at my phone now because I wrote questions down. This is kind of a pivot, but I really like Fossil Fuels. I think that song is really good, and I thought the lyrics were really interesting, just because they're very, like, obviously political, but also very personal sounding, and I love when music or art, just in general, like, mixes those two together, because I feel like there's a perception that art has to be, like, political and about the outside world, or about the inside world, and those are, like, somehow different spaces when in reality, for most people, it's like the same thing. So what inspired that song? And is that what I said? Does that make sense? Like, do you relate to that in your songwriting and your approach to stuff?
Totally. Like, I think that's like the whole thing about when I write, I'm looking at like the micro and the macros and where they intersect. So that was like so spot on. So happy that you heard that. And specifically for Fossil Fuels, Pasang and I were actually, I was just angry about something, fuel related, extraction related, resource extraction related. And I feel like we see so many parallels, like when we look at something that's going on and then we look at like even our interpersonal relationships, like we have been morphed by the state to exist, and like we've been so deeply colonized. And so like, it's no wonder that like a song about fossil fuels or fossil fools or whatever, like it you can see it in our like interpersonal relationships, especially being like a mixed person. Like I identify as like like somebody who comes from like white trash ancestry. And like when we see the, like one of the lines is like petro masculinity is fracking in my soul, it's like, yeah, I actually feel like a lot of like sadness and grief for like, you know, my lineage on my white side that, you know, like continues to benefit from exploitation. And yeah, I think, yeah, that was spot on. And Pasang and I were jamming at a friend's house, and my neurodivergent brain couldn't socialize, so we ended up writing, like, we were, like, just, like, banging on a drum and yelling, fuck fossil fuels. And I was kind of just doing it to make people laugh, because I was angry. But really, it turned into a song the next day.
Yeah, I completely forgot. I was like, I remember you being frustrated about something, but I forgot that it was at the party, like, whatever, a couple of days before. And then, that was the ongoing chant.
Yeah.
Which basically makes up the last part of the song. And then but the day of that we recorded the first version of the song, I think you came up with the verse lyrics like really quickly.
Really quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what like I think draws someone to that song is that verse. It's the writing's really good on it. I like it a lot. Mm. Yeah.
Wouldn't happen without you. Good brain merging. Yeah.
That was a good day in the home studio.
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you guys have any plans to record new music? You mentioned earlier that new EP is in its zygote stage, but sounds like something's happening. So
yeah, we have so much music.
Yeah.
So yeah, we kind of feel like we should record it, right?
Yeah.
What we're gonna do?
Yeah.
We're gonna do a couple songs, working with SAE and their two of their classes, I guess. We'll be able to come in and work with the students and get them experience working with a band, and then we also get a couple songs recorded out of it. So
that's cool.
Hopefully it goes well, and we might have two pretty good pieces of music to work with. Yeah.
And we just got the official offer to record on the Tascam 388 at CITR. Oh my god. The next Lilix album is going to be so sweet. It's gonna be on fully reel to reel, 8-track, maybe some 4-track. It's gonna be incredible. And not incredible.
No. Only incredible. Awesome. That's exciting. Do you guys enjoy the recording process, or does it feel tedious to try and get something perfect? Or do you care, like, if it's like perfect when it's recorded?
I mean, you're listening back to these songs so many times that, like, you kind of like, oh, I should have changed that, I should have done that, I should have done that, whatever. But I think a big thing to do when you're working on these sort of projects where you have your own, like, you can work on it at any time of day and you're not really depending on other people, is, like, give yourself deadlines and then kind of just work within some sort of self-constraint, just so that you don't go too crazy working on it. But me personally, I love the process. Like, it's like my number one passion is recording and making music. So yeah
I like to record. Yeah.
Do you like to record?
I lucked out, honestly. Like, I'm so impatient, and yeah. I'm a demos person. Like, if I wasn't making music with these two, I would be just releasing every single thing I write onto SoundCloud the moment it's recorded on my phone. And that's pretty much what I did until we started this. And I still love that art. Like, I just love the, like, this is fresh. It's but I also have gained such a new respect for production. Maybe one day I'll, you know, like, I don't try it out a bit more. But I use GarageBand, and then I bring it to these guys, and they work wonders with it, so I'm pretty, yeah.
Well, you produce Damn and Solar Track. Well,
yeah.
Yes.
Most things are, yeah, they're not voice memos, they're like concepts. They're like,
thank you.
Yeah, they're quite big ideas that you bring.
This is true. I'm actually really angry right now, so I'm really excited to start working on maybe producing some angry stuff. Yeah.
It's been really cool to watch Lexi's evolution of how she writes music. I think, like, the most recent thing has probably been you've been playing guitar a lot more lately. And I think when you're writing on guitar, like, it opened up a whole realm of possibilities for just like expressing like what you want to express. I'm really excited about the new songs that she's written, but it is cool to see the process. Like, you started with ukulele and like did those demos, and then you did a lot on the bass, and then got into a little bit into GarageBand, and then it seems to, you have like a looper pedal now that you're doing guitar stuff with.
Some keys too.
The strings keep on increasing. Next will be harp.
Yeah.
Does writing music as a process, do you feel like it changes with who you're writing music with? Like with Shway, for example, or Winona Forever, and then coming to this band, has anything changed for you, or is it all the same? Like, does it feel the same?
It's different for every time. Because it's always, the music really depends on who you're with or whatever. And like, probably with Shway, it was more like the like intricate recording, stress recording. It's got to be perfect. But like for this, it's like coming from a place of like, I don't know, like pure like energy. Like, so it's not that there's like no good or bad or worse or whatever. It's just like
just different.
Everything is different. Like, it'll bring different, like, you'll like, your brain will just start thinking in a different way when you're with different people. So you'll come up with different things or whatever. It's fun being in different stuff.
I would say it like changes quite drastically between the people that you're making music with. One thing that like, so if you're around certain people, for me personally, I'll get like really in my head about what I'm playing, and like especially if it's just jamming or whatever, and I'll be like, oh, this isn't good. I'll be like, my part's not good. It's not like equivalent to what's being played. But then, I think it's just like about being comfortable with the people you're with, and like being like when we write music together, I feel like the most comfortable.
We write so many songs.
That's awesome.
Like,
yeah,
hanging out.
Yeah, and like every song I like that we just jam, and it just seems very, like you said, pure and like energy, and just like whatever creative moment comes is like really easy to express when we're creating together. Yeah,
awesome. I think you can hear that too. It just feels like, I don't know, like the music sounds to me, for some reason, it sounds super nostalgic, but also like very different from what I hear from a lot of bands in Vancouver. And I don't know, it just seems like you guys are having fun. So then the listener has fun, and then everyone has fun. So everything you're making, everything you're saying about the writing process and how it's like felt different from other bands, I can hear it, if that makes sense. Is there anything you guys want to plug? Your show at Green Auto? Anything else you may be working on with other people? Or just statement? Anything you want to say?
I got a quick little spiel.
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, Lilix is the dimension where myself and my invisible twin sibling meet. That's where it comes from, just so you know. Her name is Lily. And then two, we're playing a show on June 15th at Green Auto. And then how about you two? Is there anything you want to plug?
And the show is a album release party, right?
Right.
For Smush. Yeah. Smush album release party at Green Auto, June 15th.
Nice. Yeah. Any more? If you have tape reels, please send them.
If you are selling reel to reels, hit me up. Zaya Zounds on Instagram. I will buy. If you are trying to sell a Tascam for like under $1,000, hit me up.
Ooh, you might get some calls.
That's it. That's all I got.
Awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you guys for playing and dealing with all my mistakes and pauses and brain moments. This was Noise Complaint.
Yeah!
Yay!
Trash.
You've been listening to Noise Complaint on CITR 101.9 FM. I hope you enjoyed that set from Lilix and the Apocalypse and that super experimental sounding interview. Keep an eye out on our Instagram @Fanta Records for future Noise Complaint sessions. Thank you for listening.